Hidden billionaire slash C21 make a fortune. C21 make a fortune. After the two of them had signed the contract, they chatted about some of the details regarding the cooperation. Eventually, after reaching a mutual agreement, they both left. When they walked out of the coffee shop, Long Yun looked at Wu Tian with a strange gaze. "Young master, I didn't expect you to be so courageous and direct during business negotiations. Is that so?" Wu Tian grinned delightfully. Being able to get the affirmation of his secretary, Long Yun, made him feel a sense of accomplishment. To be honest, he didn't have any confidence during the negotiations. However, he understood one important principle. Cooperation had to be mutually beneficial, both to maximize one's own benefits and also to take into account of the demands of others. Successful cooperation could only be achieved when the interests of both sides coincide at a certain point, and they both benefit from each other. However, I still feel that the risk of investing in Seafood TV is too high. Stop. Wu Tian directly interrupted her words, as he lightly smiled, "Now that we've invested all our money, it's already too late to say anything. Instead of regretting our decision, we might as well do our best instead. That makes sense. This is the only thing we can do now. I'm in a good mood today. Let's go, I'll treat you to a meal." After Wu Tian said this, he brought Long Yun to a nearby restaurant. While he was eating, his phone suddenly rang. He took out his phone and saw that the call was from Teacher Mu Ran. He hurriedly picked up the call and acted like out an expression of obedience. He turned to his phone and politely asked, "Teacher Mu, what can I do for you?" "Classmate Wu, you haven't been coming to class for a few days. What's going on?" On the other end of the phone, Mu Ran's tone was as cold as usual. "My stomach's been hurting for the past few days. I feel a bit uncomfortable." Wu Tian hastily made up an excuse as he explained towards the phone. "Is your stomach still hurting? Did you go to the hospital for an examination?" Mu Ran's tone suddenly became much warmer. Her tone made Wu Tian a little uneasy. He didn't expect the usually fierce and beautiful teacher to have a gentle side to her. After a moment of silence, he quickly said into the phone, "Teacher Mu, I'm fine now. I'll come to class tomorrow." "All right, don't be late tomorrow." "All right, goodbye teacher." When Wu Tian finished his call, he noticed that his secretary, Long Yun, who was holding the chopsticks in her hands, was in a daze. He reached out his hand and shook it a few times in front of her eyes, and smiled with concern, "Secretary Long, what are you thinking about?" "Nothing." Long Yun came back to her senses and lowered her head to continue eating. Seeing Lu Yun in such a state, Wu Tian couldn't help but tease her, "Secretary Long, is it because you've been single for too long?" "No." "Did you ever date a boyfriend before?" "Nope." "For a woman with such a great figure like you, not dating others is simply a waste." "Don't be distressed, I'll definitely introduce you to a boyfriend another time." Wu Tian was in a good mood as he joked endlessly. After dinner, the two returned to their residence. It was still early, so Wu Tian walked into the study and continued his reading. Seeing a futures book, Wu Tian involuntarily had a deep urge, and he couldn't help but try buying a million yuan worth of futures online. After buying them, he continued to read. Before going to bed, he turned on his computer to look, and found that the futures he had previously bought had risen to more than 8 million in value. What the f**k? Wu Tian was so excited that he directly jumped up and down the bed, while his pair of eyes were fixated on the numbers on the computer screen. He had never thought that in such a short period of time, the profit would actually increase by more than 8 times. This method of earning money was way too fast. He actually earned a few hundred thousand in a mere few hours. This was far more satisfying than robbing a bank. Just as he was getting ready to continue, the computer suddenly died. The computer had just froze and got stuck. Who would have thought that the computer would crash at such a critical moment? Wu Tian was extremely furious, as he ferociously slammed the table in anger. It seemed like he had to change to a better computer. In the future, he still had to rely on a computer to earn more money. And this computer is really too bad. It took him a long time to turn on the computer, but when he opened the futures interface, he found that the previous 8 million yuan had gone down by more than a million. Damn it, he lost over a million in just a few minutes. He had never felt anything as thrilling as he did today. He could feel that his heart was still pounding rapidly. In just a few hours, he had earned more than 7 million with just 1 million, and then suffered a huge drop of over a million. This was too damn stimulating. It felt like he was on a roller coaster. Seeing that there was still a downward trend, Wu Tian was so scared that he quickly withdrew his money and returned the remaining 7 million yuan back to his account. Although playing with futures could earn money quickly, it could also lose money really fast. In the worst case scenario, he might even lose his entire capital in a short period of time. After finishing the operation, Wu Tian sat on the chair and let out a long sigh. His heart was still pounding from all the ups and downs he had experienced just now. As the waters for such futures was too deep, if he was not careful, he might even drown into it, leaving him unable to recover his money at all. Looks like he won't be able to play with the futures anymore. At the moment, he wasn't short on money. But if he was caught with a loss, it would be rather troublesome. He turned off the computer and went to bed. The next day, Wu Tian got up early and rushed to school, afraid that he would be chided by Mu Ran if he was late again. He hadn't had went to any classes for several days. Today, Wu Tian stayed in the classroom obediently and left only after a few compulsory lessons. The computer at home was poorly configured, so he decided to buy a better computer to avoid another crash like last night. He took a taxi to Guangmei City. This was Luzhu's biggest computer market. There was basically almost everything sold here, with any type or brand of computer available for purchase. Guangmei City was separated into two areas. The A area was where high-end computers were concentrated in, while the B area's computers were relatively worse, with mostly ordinary home computers. Wu Tian walked around Area B for a while and felt that the computers inside were too terrible, so he decided to just go to Area A instead. The computers there were all high-end brands. Even the cheapest would cost more than 10,000. There were even work computers here that cost tens of thousands or even upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wu Tian was quite satisfied with the computers, but no one paid him any attention even after he had walked around for a long time. He was completely treated like air by the people at the counter. "Auntie, I want to buy a better computer." Wu Tian walked over and said as he lightly smiled towards one of the owners of the counter. "You want to buy a computer?" The middle-aged woman glanced at Wu Tian with an appraising gaze, her eyes filled with disdain and despise. "Yes." Wu Tian nodded and smiled, "Can you recommend one to me? Do you see the B area on the other side? The computers there are all very cheap and are more suitable for you." The middle-aged woman pointed to the other side and said in cold mockery. With that said, she started to work, too lazy to bother with this poor-looking penniless loser in front of her. Wu Tian bitterly smiled as he shook his head when he saw how this woman looked at him with contempt. He did not say anything, and just turned around and walked to the counter opposite. After walking a few steps, he heard a shout echoing in his ear, "Wu Tian!" Turning his head, he saw a man standing behind a computer counter opposite him, smiling at him with some arrogance. "Digong." This man was none other than his high school classmate, Digong. There was a pretty girl standing beside Digong. It was his girlfriend from high school, Li Mei. She wore thick makeup and was covered in gold and silver, and had the bearing of a boss. Seeing the couple, Wu Tian felt as if his heart was pierced by needles and his mood instantly became constrained. To be honest, he hadn't expected to meet his high school ex-girlfriend here either. Looking at the familiar face of the lady before his eyes, his mind raced, and the memories of the past surfaced within his mind. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire / C22 Face Smacking. C22 Face Smacking. At that time, he and Li Mi got along pretty well. The two of them were a perfect couple, and many of his classmates were envious of them. Unfortunately, this relationship did not last long, and in the end, it was still broken apart because of money. In less than half a year, Li Mi began to despise Wu Tian and threw herself into the arms of the rich Degong instead. Li Mi and Degong did not go to college after graduating from high school. Instead, they held hands and married each other, walking into the marriage hall together. Degong's parents did business and his family was pretty well off. After the two of them got married, his parents rented a counter in Guangmei City Area A for them to use to sell high-end computers. "Yo, isn't this Wu Tian?" Degong swept a few glances at Wu Tian with a gaze as though he was looking at a zoo animal, and coldly mocked him as he smiled, "I heard that you went to university at Polytechnic University." "Yeah." Wu Tian nodded. Seeing the two of them together today still left him with a heavy heart, unable to extricate himself from his sorrow that year. His heart had truly been moved because of Li Mi. He didn't expect that Degong would snatch her away in the end. This gave him an extremely painful blow to his heart. At that time, he secretly swore in his heart that he would definitely make himself more powerful and successful, and make Li Mi regret abandoning him. "What's the use of going to university? Look at you, are you any different from a beggar?" Degong mercilessly gave him a blow. After a few sentences of derision, he couldn't help but show off, "Look at me, I haven't even entered university, but am still working as a boss. Do you see this counter that is rented by me and Li Mi? This place is very expensive. The rent here is over $100,000 a year." "Is that so?" Wu Tian replied with a cold smile. Degong's face right now made him feel a little disgusted. "Do you know the profits of my counter? I'll give you a fright if I say it." Degong pulled at his collar and raised his head proudly, "My counter earns over 200,000 yuan a year. With the looks of it, you probably won't be able to earn 200,000 in 3 years. Frankly speaking, only I am worthy of MI." Degong put his arm around Li Mi's waist and said, "If Mi had followed you at that time, I'm afraid both of you would have to live on an empty stomach." Degong derided him as he raised his head and gave a crazed laugh. Li Mi looked at Wu Tian with disdain and then sneered, "I was really dumb back then. Why would I fall for a good-for-nothing like you?" The corners of Wu Tian's mouth fiercely twitched and his heart felt like it was being cut by knives. This was the girl he had once liked. A selfish girl who only knew cared about money. "Degong is right. Luckily, I wasn't with you back then. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened." Li Mi curled her lips in mockery as her eyes filled with scorn. Especially when she saw Wu Tian dressed in a cheap outfit, she got really annoyed. She felt that it was embarrassing for her to continue talking with this kind of guy. "Wu Tian, you came here to buy a computer, right?" After giving him a contemptuous look, Degong couldn't help but ask. "Right." Wu Tian nodded. "Then you're in the wrong place. This is District A, they are only high-end computers here. If you want to buy a computer, you can go to Area B, computers are cheaper there." Degong pointed to the opposite side of Guangmei City and said with a sarcastic smile, "I don't need the cheap ones. I need to buy a good computer." If it wasn't because of he was his classmate, Wu Tian wouldn't even bother to talk with him. "Can you afford a good computer?" "Of course. Look at this computer, this Apple computer has the best configurations. It costs 15,000, do you have that much money?" Degong pointed at one of the computers behind the counter and as he provocatively asked. As far as he was new, this kid was a pauper and couldn't afford such expensive computers. He couldn't even afford proper clothes, So how could he afford this kind of computer? This computer is not expensive, it's just that its performance is a bit poor. Wu Tian shook his head with a lack of interest. This time, he specifically came to buy a computer. For such ordinary computers like these, they wouldn't even able to enter his eyes. His requirements were much higher than this. Dagon couldn't help but laugh out loud as if he heard a joke. Even Li Mi couldn't help but secretly laugh. After laughing for a long time, Dagon couldn't resist but to mock him again, "Brat, you don't have any other skills, but you do know how to act cool." Li Mi looked at Wu Tian with even more disgust and disdain. She didn't think that Wu Tian would be so good at pretending after not seeing him for a few years. A 10,000 yuan computer, and he actually felt that it was not good enough. He really knew how to put on an act. "I don't like any of your computers." After saying that, Wu Tian turned around and walked towards the counter next door. "It's not that you don't like these computers, it's that you can't afford them." Dagon jeered without restraint after saying that. His laugh caused Li Mi to purse her lips and smile. Even the old auntie at the counter opposite them found it amusing. Wu Tian couldn't be bothered with Dagon and his wife. He turned around and walked to the counter of the neighboring uncle and asked, "Is there any better computer?" "Yes." On the other hand, the middle-aged man was rather passionate and recommended a few popular products to Wu Tian. Wu Tian wasn't satisfied and continued to ask, "Uncle, do you have a better computer here?" "The best one is a workstation computer." "All right, then I'll have the workstation computer." "Workstation computers need to be booked in advance, and..." The middle-aged man laughed dryly and reminded him, "And the price is very expensive. Ordinary people can't afford it. How expensive is it?" Workstation computers are also divided into several categories. The most expensive one here is over 300,000 yuan, and the cheapest is at least tens of thousands. If I want to buy one, I might as well buy the best one. I want the 300,000 yuan computer." Wu Tian had already heard that the performance the workstation computer had was extraordinary, so he decided to take the opportunity to buy one. It was not like the computer will be broken after not using it for a while. He might as well just buy a good computer and leave it at home just in case. Li Mi and Dagon laughed out loud once again. It was as if they had heard a huge joke. They were laughing so hard that they could not even close their mouths. After laughing for a long time, Dagon could not help but say sarcastically, "Wu Tian, even if you want to put on airs, you can't be too outrageous. It's a 300,000 yuan workstation computer, let's see how you're going to pay for it later. You don't have to worry about that." After Wu Tian said this, he took out his bank card and handed it to the middle-aged man, "Order a workstation computer with the best performance for me." "All right." The middle-aged man received the bank card doubtfully. He still didn't really believe that this young man could take out 300,000. But in the next second, the middle-aged man immediately widened his eyes. The 300,000 yuan was successfully paid. "Are you done?" Wu Tian asked.
I'm done, please keep it well."
The middle-aged man reacted and respectfully handed over the bank card with both hands. As the invoice was typed out, Dagon and Li Mi both saw this and instantly widened their eyes with shock written all over their faces. "How? How is this possible? Wu Tian, a poor student, could actually spend 300,000 yuan so casually?" The two of them only felt a stinging and burning pain on their faces, as if someone had fiercely slapped them a few times. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire / C23 You look down on people with your dog eyes. C23 You look down on people with your dog eyes. The middle-aged woman's eyes widened even more when she saw Wu Tian buy the 300,000 RMB workstation computer from the neighboring booth. She regretted it. At the beginning, she had thought Wu Tian was just a student without any money, but who knew he was so rich? Very soon,
The middle-aged man finished swiping the card and brought it in front of Wu Tian. "Boss, thank you for taking care of my business, thank you." Saying that, he bowed deeply towards Wu Tian, so excited that his lips were slightly trembling. He had never sold a computer this expensive since the start of his business before. The profit on the sale alone was more than 10,000 RMB. "Uncle, people who do business have to be as sincere and honest as you are." Wu Tian took back his bank card and asked with a smile, "When will the computers I bought be assembled?"
"3 days.
I will finish this within 3 days, as soon as I can."
"All right, I'll come back for it in 3 days."
After Wu Tian said this, he turned around and left. When he passed by the counter of Li Mi and Degong, his footsteps paused for a moment, before he quickly left. Degong and Li Mi were dumbstruck as they watched Wu Tian's back. Having missed out on this business, the two of them were feeling extremely vexed. After Wu Tian left, the middle-aged uncle walked in front of Degong's counter while shaking his head. "Was that big boss your classmate just now?"
"Yes."
Degong gritted his teeth as all sorts of feelings arose in his heart. "To think that you all still had the face to mock him. He is much richer than you all." The middle-aged man smiled bitterly as he shook his head and scoffed. "He spent 300,000 RMB for a computer, which is even more than the profits you earn in a single year. What right do you have to taunt him?" Degong lowered his head and didn't say anything. Li Mi, who was standing at the side, felt really uncomfortable. She had never thought that the good-for-nothing that she had once abandoned would actually make it big and become rich. Her heart couldn't help but secretly regret. If she knew that Wu Tian could be this successful, she wouldn't have abandoned Wu Tian and stayed with Degong. Unfortunately, it was too late for regret. As for Wu Tian, he left Guangmei City and directly returned to school, only to discover that there was no one at his roommate's seat. Sun Xiaohao had never skipped class before, so why didn't he come today? Why isn't Xiaohao in the dorm? Wu Tian looked around the classroom and finally set his gaze onto Zhang Wan. "He." Zhang Wan rubbed his neck and mumbled, "Son." "Xiaohao went to the hospital."
"Why would he go to the hospital? Is he sick?"
Wu Tian's expression tensed up as he anxiously asked. His mother was seriously ill and was hospitalized.
"His mother?"
"His mother has a serious illness and needs an operation, but it seems like he didn't collect enough money to pay for the cost of the operation yet." Zhang Wan scratched his head and said embarrassedly, "Sun Xiaohao told me to hide this from you and didn't let me say it."
"He doesn't want to owe others too much. How foolish."
Wu Tian cursed silently and asked again, "Then do you know which hospital his mother is in now?"
"Tongren Hospital."
"I'll go find him now." Wu Tian didn't say anything else, turned around and ran out of the classroom. He ran so fast that the moment he stepped out of the classroom, he nearly knocked over teacher Mu Ran. Mu Ran's face darkened. With a trace of anger, she scolded, "Student Wu Tian, are you going to skip classes again?"
"Yes, no.
Wu Tian nodded at first, then hurriedly shook his head and explained, "Sun Xiaohao's mother was hospitalized and the situation is very serious. I want to visit her and see if I can help out."
"Is that so?"
Hearing this, Mu Ran's tone became much gentler. "You can go. I'll give you a leave of absence later."
"Thank you, teacher Mu."
After thanking her, Wu Tian left the classroom as fast as he could and took a taxi to Tongren Hospital. When he passed by the counter, he saw Sun Xiaohao kneeling in front of a doctor in a white coat, begging, "Doctor, you have to find a way to cure my mother. Your mother needs a stenting operation. Get ready to pay $1 million. The doctor waved his hand impatiently.
"Doctor, I don't have any money right now. Can you treat my mother's illness first? When I have enough money, I will definitely return it to the hospital."
Sun Xiaohao kowtowed while pleading, his tears about to roll out of his eyes. The doctor's face tightened as he shouted, "No money, no treatment.
Our hospital does not do charity. The doctor's expression was very cold, as if he didn't feel the slightest sympathy for Sun Ziyohao even though he knelt down.
Ziyohao, get up.
Wu Tian could not take it anymore and quickly rushed over to help Sun Ziyohao up from the ground. Sun Ziyohao was pulled up and asked with an expression of surprise, Wu Tian, why are you here?
I heard it from Zhang Wan.
You're really too unbrotherly, you didn't even tell me about this when such a big thing had happened.
I don't want to give you any trouble.
All right, let's not talk about this for now. Quickly tell me about your mother's situation.
AI.
Mentioning his mother, Sun Ziyohao instantly became distressed. He sighed, my mother has thrombosis and needs a stenting operation. The operation cost is over $1 million. I sold my house in the suburbs of my hometown, but I'm still short of 500,000.
Don't worry, I'll think of a way to get the money.
Wu Tian comforted, then he turned his head and urged the doctor, hurry up and get ready to perform the surgery on the patient. If you want to operate on the patient, you have to first pay the operation fees. The doctor in the white coat stubbornly yelled.
What kind of bullshit doctor are you?
Seeing the doctor's attitude, Wu Tian was immediately angered and reprimanded. Doctors practice medicine to treat illnesses and save the dying, which doctor even acts like you? From the first time he saw the doctor in the white coat, he already felt displeased and could not help but curse him a few times out loud.
Stop wasting your breath here, brat.
According to the hospital's rules, you have to pay first before being operated on. The doctor in the white coat retorted.
Didn't you understand what I meant?
I told you to prepare first, I'll pay the bill right away.
Pay up, with just you.
The doctor in white coat looked at Wu Tian with disdain, 500,000 RMB, are you able to take it out? You look down on people with your dog eyes, right?
Wu Tian was furious.
From the beginning, the doctor's attitude towards Sun Ziyohao had made him angry.
Stop talking nonsense and pay the bill first.
As long as you can pay the operation fee, I will immediately start the operation. The white coat doctor raised his head and looked at Wu Tian provocatively. In his eyes, the kid in front of him was so poor that he couldn't even afford to pay 500,000 RMB for the surgery.
All right, I'll go and pay now.
Wu Tian was too lazy to waste his breath and brought Sun Ziyohao to the counter. The doctor in the white coat followed, his expression looking as if he was waiting to see a joke. They came to the counter, and Wu Tian asked for Sun Ziyohao's mother's name, then handed the bank card to the counter personnel, give Li Guifang 1 million RMB for the operation.
1 million.
The clerk was slightly stunned. She had never seen anyone who could take out such a huge amount of money. Even if it was just a few 100,000 RMB worth of surgery fees, most of the time, a family will be broken apart because of they couldn't afford the exorbitant fees. As she thought about this, she took the card with a trace of surprise in her eyes. After she swiped her card, she was suddenly froze for a moment. The doctor standing behind him laughed in disdain. He couldn't help but say, does this kid have no money inside the card?
There's money in the card, he had just paid 1 million.
The counter lady's heart was beating furiously, as she hurriedly said.
Cough, cough.
The doctor in the white coat almost choked on the mocking words that just came out of his mouth. He fiercely coughed a few times and looked at Wu Tian in astonishment. He had never expected the kid in front of him to be so rich. He spent 1 million just like that. The next second, the doctor's attitude instantly changed. He grinned and respectfully said,
"Sir, don't worry.
I will immediately prepare the surgery.
Read next chapter.
Hidden Billionaire / C24 Successful Investments.
C24 Successful Investments. After paying the medical fees, Wu Tian turned back to the doctor in white coat and asked, I have already paid for the operation.
Can we have the operation now?
Yes, yes. The doctor quickly nodded. Seeing that this brat was rich and was a wealthy big boss, the doctor knowingly didn't dare to offend him, so he became very deferential towards Wu Tian.
"Hurry up and arrange for the best specialists to operate for my friend," Wu Tian urged as he glared at the white coat doctor.
"Yes, yes, yes," the doctor answered and quickly began to work.
Sun Xiaohao's legs went soft, as he directly kneeled in front of Wu Tian. He gratefully said,
"Tian, thank you for paying for my mother's treatment. A man should have dignity and should not bow to his knees. Quickly get up."
Wu Tian swiftly helped Sun Xiaohao up from the ground and said with a warm smile,
"You used to help me often. It's only right that I help you now. As the saying goes, the gift of dripping water will return to the springs. Sun Xiaohao has a good character, and used to help him often." Now that Sun Xiaohao encountered trouble, naturally he could not just sit idly by.
"I really didn't expect this." Before Sun Xiaohao could finish his sentence, tears had already started rolling out of his eyes. Never in his dreams did he expect Wu Tian to unhesitatingly give him a million when he needed help the most. This 1 million might not mean much to Wu Tian. But to him, it was an astronomical figure. "We are friends, so we should help each other.
Wu
Tian patted Sun Xiaohao's shoulder and said,
"Men shouldn't cry. Also, don't kneel down so easily to others in the future."
"All right." Sun Xiaohao wiped away his tears and said with a trembling voice,
"Tian, I'm really glad to know you. From now on, I, Sun Xiaohao, will pledge loyalty to you. There is no need to be that serious. We'll still be good brothers in the future. I'll definitely find a way to return this 1 million to you. We can talk about this later. Currently, treating your mother's illness is more important." After Wu Tian said this, he took the initiative to change the subject.
"Right, take me to see Auntie first."
"All right."
Sun Xiaohao forcefully wiped away the tears on his face before bringing Wu Tian to the ward. When they arrived at the fourth ward, a middle-aged woman was lying on the bed. She looked thin and very old. Her body was completely pale white. This was Sun Xiaohao's mother. She had toiled for her family all her life, and in the end, she was infected with a disease.
"Mom."
Sun Xiaohao hugged his mother's arm and emotionally said,
"We've already paid enough for the operation fees, I'll be able to treat you soon.
I heard the operation costs more than 1 million yuan, where did you get all that money from?"
Sun Yiyi's mother nervously looked at her son, anxious to know where the source of the surgery fee came from.
More than $1 million was definitely not a small amount. For a family like theirs, this amount was simply astronomical. And Xiaohao suddenly managed to receive over 1 million yuan. She was worried that the money didn't come from a legal source, so she hurriedly questioned.
"Mom, this is my classmate, Wu Tian."
Sun Xiaohao pointed at Wu Tian and explained, "He was the one who lent me 1 million yuan for your operation." When she heard this, Sun Yiyi's mother instantly became agitated as tears rolled down her cheeks.
"Child, thank you for helping us."
Sun Yiyi's mother dragged her weak body as she prepared to climb out of the sick bed, wanting to express her gratitude towards Wu Tian. Perhaps her body was too weak, but before she could get up, she fell heavily onto the bed.
"Auntie, your body is too weak, don't move around recklessly."
Wu Tian quickly went forward and pressed Sun Yiyi's mother's body with his arms onto the bed, hinting for her to lie down and not move.
"Child."
Sun Yiyi's mother held onto Wu Tian's arm tightly and said with a trembling voice,
"You are really the savior of our Sun family. I really thank you for your help.
Xiaohao was good to me in the past and often helped me, so it's only right for me to help you now." Wu Tian said with a smile. Hearing this, Sun Yiyi's mother cried even louder,
"It's really Xiaohao's good fortune to have such a good friend like you. Friends have to help each other in times of trouble.
Xiaohao, you must remember that Wu Tian is the great benefactor of our Sun family. You must repay him well in the future."
Sun Yiyi's mother turned around and warned her son.
I know.
Sun Ziyohao fiercely nodded.
All right, auntie, have a good rest. I'll come see you another day after the doctor has arranged for you to undergo surgery.
Wu Tian was afraid of affecting Sun Yiyi's mother's mood, so after a simple farewell, he left the ward. After Sun Ziyohao saw Wu Tian out of the ward, he did not forget to gratefully repeat,
Tian, thank you so much for this time. Let's not talk about this first.
Wu Tian interrupted and patted Sun Ziyohao's shoulder, take good care of auntie. Call me if you have any problems. I'll be leaving first. With that, he turned around and left the hospital. On the way back to school, he coincidentally had to pass through the Huiyou restaurant. He asked the cab driver to stop and decided to check out the restaurant. The restaurant was bustling with business and many people were continuously streaming in. Many customers were queuing up and waiting for their meals. The waiters were all extremely busy. Seeing this scene, Wu Tian felt very gratified. Looks like investing in Huiyou restaurant was the right decision. He believed that it wouldn't be long before the restaurant would make a return in his investment. He stood in the corner, silently watching the guests and the busy waiters. Soon, the lobby manager saw him. He eagerly went up to the boss, trying to curry favor with him, "Boss, you're here. Why didn't you inform me of your arrival? I don't need you to receive me. You just need to greet the guests." Wu Tian looked at the lobby manager and instructed. When he was negotiating with Lu Jun regarding purchasing Huiyou restaurant, the lobby manager was also there, so he had a deep impression of him.
"Boss Wu, what instructions do you have for us today?"
The lobby manager maintained his radiant and bright smile. "I'm just here to take a look."
"Oh yeah, how's the restaurant's business going?"
"The restaurant has been doing very well lately. I'll show you the bill," the lobby manager said. He hurried over to get the bill. After reading the bill, Wu Tian nodded in satisfaction, "You did well, the benefits are much higher than before. It's all thanks to Boss Wu's leadership."
"Stop adding me."
Wu Tian slightly rolled his eyes at the manager, smiled and said, "You and everyone else have worked hard. Wait until the end of the month, and I will give everyone a portion of the profit as a bonus."
"Thank you, Boss Wu."
After thanking him, the lobby manager said to the other waiters, "Boss Wu is giving us a bonus, are you guys happy?"
"Happy."
When the waiters heard that there was a bonus, they all gathered around and praised Wu Tian as a good boss who took care of the employees, going up one by one to express their gratitude. "As long everyone follows me and does a good job, there will be a lot of bonuses in the future. I'll let you receive so much bonuses till your hand becomes tired," Wu Tian encouraged the crowd and said.
"All right."
The waiters cheered in unison as they spontaneously raised their hands to applaud. The entire restaurant was in an uproar.
"All right, everyone hurry up and greet the guests. Don't worry about me."
Seeing that more and more customers were gathering, Wu Tian reminded the waiters.
"Yes, boss."
The waiters continued to busy themselves. Having such a good boss made them work especially hard, and they all felt really passionate and motivated. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire / C25 Regret It Now Too Late. C25 Regret It Now Too Late. After pleasing the waiters, Wu Tian's gaze then fell on the lobby manager. "Do you think that there are any flaws or shortcomings in our store? Our Huiyou restaurant is perfect and flawless." The lobby manager raised his head proudly. Within a distance of 50 kilometers, there were no restaurant that could surpass Huiyou restaurant. Whether it was in terms of scale, grade, quality, or service, no one was a match for them.
"Your attitude isn't right."
Wu Tian directly poured cold water on him, and said, "According to my observation, our Huiyou restaurant's service is not bad, but our waiter's attitude is clearly not that
great.
Like you, everyone seems a little arrogant."
"Ugh."
The lobby manager was rendered speechless after hearing this. In addition, no matter the increase in customers, the quality of our dishes must not drop. We must always be consistent, understand?
Understood.
The lobby manager nodded and promptly replied. Do as I say. I'll be leaving first. After Wu Tian said this, he turned around and left Huiyou restaurant. Actually, there was no problem with the quality of the Huiyou restaurant's service and dishes. Wu Tian was worried that they would get carried away, so he gave them a small reminder. When he returned to the school, he found that the classroom was bustling with activity. The class committee was proposing to organize a reunion. When they heard that the event was a gathering, some of the students were very enthusiastic. Of course, there were also some who were unwilling to participate. The reason why they didn't want to participate was simple. It was because the dinner was A-style, costing tens of thousands for a single meal, and everyone had to spend around several hundred yuan per person. To those students with rich families, several hundred yuan was nothing to them. However, to poor students, several hundred yuan was equivalent to their living expenses for more than half a month. This time around, they might have to eat dirt for half a month after the reunion. Let's go to the Stalwart Star Tower together for dinner tonight. All the expenses are of the A style. Does anyone have any objections? The class committee began to consult everyone. No objections. Half of the students expressed their support. As for the other students, they all tried to find excuses to say that they didn't have time to attend the party. In fact, many of them didn't want to waste their saved living expenses on the party. Originally, it was supposed to be an exciting gathering, but because almost half of the class was not attending, the atmosphere turned a bit cold. Paupers, I think it is because you don't have much money, and can't bear to spend it for the gathering. Zhao Yang couldn't help but coldly mock those classmates that didn't want to participate. The other students also began to jeer and ridicule them one after another. It was because those students did not participate, that the gathering might become boring and dull, so it made everyone feel displeased. In a short moment, two factions had formed within the classroom, the rich faction and the poor faction. Everyone started to argue with each other. Quiet. Seeing that the students were endlessly arguing, Wu Tian walked to the front and said to the crowd, "Tonight, I'll treat everyone to a meal at the Stalwart Star Tower." He didn't want his classmates to fall out over this matter, so he simply suggested to treat everyone to a gathering. All right. When they heard that someone was treating them, the classroom instantly boiled up in elation, and everyone couldn't help but cheer. Only pretending to be rich. Zhao Yang muttered his contempt in discontent. The moment he said that, it instantly caused the girls to be dissatisfied, and they loudly retorted. Zhao Yang, didn't you say that you were quite rich? You can treat everyone to a meal, and also pretend to act rich then. Zhao Yang gritted his teeth and didn't know what to say. He indeed had some money on hand, but he couldn't bear to use it to treat his classmates to a meal. This was simply too much of a waste. If you can't bear to pay, then shut your mouth. Wu Tian invited us to a meal out of kindness, don't you dare to scold him. A few girls could not help but ruthlessly despise him. Zhao Yang was so angry that his face turned green and he couldn't say a single word for a long time. All right, it's getting late, let's go to Stalwart Star Tower together. Wu Tian looked at the time and then led his classmates out of the classroom. They all arrived at Stalwart Star Tower and started chatting happily after they'd ordered their dishes. A lot of girls were secretly talking about Wu Tian. Recently, everyone's good impression towards classmate Wu had soared. Very quickly, the waiter set up several tables with delicious food. The students sat around the table and started to enjoy the delicacies. As they ate, they chatted, and the atmosphere was quite harmonious. The students didn't go out of their way to curry favor with Wu Tian just because he was rich.
To be honest, Wu Tian really liked this feeling. If everyone fawned on him hypocritically, he would feel disgusted instead. After eating, Wu Tian took a glass of red wine and walked to the French-designed window. Looking at the scene outside, his mind was filled with countless thoughts. Never in his wildest dreams had he thought that one day, he would become a billionaire, stepping on the shoulders of powerful individuals and climbing even higher. Although he did not know how far he could go in the future, but he would definitely work hard and never give up. While he was holding the red wine, inwardly in a daze, Li Meng walked over with a glass of wine in her hand. Tonight, she was wearing a long hanging dress, and her face was covered with a light makeup. She looked delicate and sexy. Perhaps it was because of the red wine, her face was blushing. She raised her glass and said to Wu Tian, "Sorry about before, I shouldn't have treated you like that. The past is over." Wu Tian smiled lightly and took a sip of the red wine. He no longer felt that way towards Li Meng. Looking at this girl before him, he felt extremely calm. "Tian." Li Meng leaned her body close to Wu Tian, blinked her beautiful eyes and said in a gentle tone that she had never used before, "I was foolish in the past, I'm sorry, can you give me another chance? Sorry, there are some things I've missed, but I won't let it go wrong a second time." Wu Tian smiled lightly, turned around and prepared to leave. If he was given a choice now, he would never like this vain and greedy girl again. Just as Wu Tian took two steps, Li Meng held onto his arm tightly, "Wu Tian, I've found out that the person I really love is you. Do we still have a chance? I like you. You like me now? When I was humiliated in the coffee shop, you looked down on me. Why didn't you say you liked me back then?" Wu Tian retracted his arm. "There's a good saying. You once gave me the cold shoulder, but now, you are no longer worthy of me." With that, Wu Tian snorted and quickly left. He could see Li Meng's real character now. She was a snob who only liked money. Unfortunately, this was the kind of person he despised the most. It made him disgusted. "Wu." Li Meng's face instantly paled. She had never thought that she would miss this opportunity to fly up a branch and become a phoenix. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 26, A Lot of Money is Spent. C26 A lot of money is spent. The reunion ended very late. The students were having fun, and they expressed their gratitude to Wu Tian before leaving. Seeing his classmates so happy, Wu Tian also felt delighted. After settling the bill, he took a taxi back to his residence. It was still early. Wu Tian took out his phone and turned on the seafood TV, directly entering the live streaming room of the Masked Girl. Initially, the reason he invested in seafood TV was mainly because the platform's interface was cool and refreshing. The user experience was amazing, and the platform had great potential for development. As an audience, he was attracted to the user experience the platform offered, and he believed that the same was true for the rest of the audience. When he entered the Masked Girl's live streaming room, he discovered that the popularity of the place had greatly increased, with the number of visitors tripling, and many spectators had become the girl's supporters. It seemed like the gift he gave this girl the last time had made a huge wave, which had attracted a lot of people. Upon entering the live streaming room, the Masked Girl gave a greeting, and specially welcomed Wu Tian with a song. This aroused the jealousy of others, and they all expressed their dissatisfaction on the public screen. Wu Tian pursed his lips and smiled, and gave the host 10 interstellar flying ships worth 100,000. Seeing Wu Tian act so generously, the audience who were jealous of Wu Tian instantly acknowledged him wholeheartedly and even gave him a like. For such a powerful big boss, he naturally had the qualifications to be treated specially by the host. Whoever disagrees can use a gift to retort. There was really a tycoon in live streaming room who refused to accept this. After Wu Tian sent the 10 interstellar spaceships, he immediately followed up with 15 of them,
which was worth 150,000 yuan. The live streaming room instantly boiled up, and everyone couldn't help but cheer for these tycoons. Wu Tian couldn't help but secretly feel happy when he saw that someone was sending a gift. He then tapped the screen and sent 30 more spaceships. The tycoon did not show any sign of weakness and followed along with 40 spaceships, hoping to use them to suppress Wu Tian. After that, Wu Tian immediately sent 200 spaceships. The entire live streaming room immediately burst in an uproar. No one thought that these big shots would be so generous to actually give the host a 2 million gift in an instant. Everyone left their comments on the public screen. The big boss is mighty. Rich people are indeed powerful. This is the most generous person I've ever met. This should be the richest person within Seafood TV, right? Sending 2 million spaceships. This is really far too shocking. Formidable. I respect him. The public screen was filled with admiration and adoration towards Wu Tian, and the entire live streaming room began to boil in excitement. Wave after wave of currents surged for a long time, which spread throughout the entire Seafood TV. All of a sudden, many visitors came to the live streaming room of the Masked Girl to watch the big boss, causing the live streaming room to start lagging for a short period of time. The big boss, who had previously sent a few gifts, was also shocked by his opponent's actions. He really didn't think that his opponent would be so generous as to actually gift over 2 million yuan in one go. He knew that he had encountered with a fierce person, and did not dare to continue this competition. He could only dejectedly leave the live streaming room. The entire live streaming room continued to surge in popularity for more than half an hour. Giving out 2 million gifts at once was a very rare sight, even in the entire Seafood TV. Not only did it attract the attention of the visitors, many hosts also came to join in the fun. Very quickly, Wu Tian received many female hosts' private messages, wanting to pull him over to their live streaming room. Obviously, whoever could snatch a big boss like Wu Tian would be equivalent to having a god of fortune. In the future, there would be endless presents for them. There were even some female hosts and tourists who left private messages and phone numbers with Wu Tian, in hopes of getting close to him. Wu Tian was too lazy to bother with these private messages. Just as he was about to exit the live streaming room, he received a private message from the Masked Girl. "The Masked Girl, Big Brother, thank you for your gift. You treat me so well, I'm so touched that I'm crying." Wu Tian tapped on the keyboard and sent a private message, "Work hard, I believe you are the best, I will always support you. Masked Girl, Big Brother, you're giving me so many gifts, do you have any other ideas towards me? Wu Tian, I know you're not that kind of girl, and I'm not that kind of guy either. I reward you just to support you, don't think too much about it. The Masked Girl, you are the best guy I've ever met. Thank you. Thank you so much." At the end of the sentence, there was also a touched emoji. "Wu Tian, just be yourself. And I hope that you will not have any burdens or psychological pressure. I think highly of you. The Masked Girl." "Wu Tian, what's wrong?" "The Masked Girl, the company wanted me to reveal my face and dance. But I don't want to expose my face, and I don't want to dance. I don't even know what to do now. Can you help me think of a way?" "Wu Tian, never force yourself to do something you don't want to do. Wait a minute, I'll call somebody and help you deal with it." After sending this private message, Wu Tian took out his phone and dialed Sun Sheng's number. He went straight to the point, "Boss Sun, there's something on the platform that I need your help with. Mr. Wu, as an investor, feel free to tell me whatever you want to do." On the other end of the phone, Sun Sheng showed a polite and respectful expression. "There's a host called the Masked Girl, and I heard that you want her to take off her mask and dance. I seem to have approved of this plan. I was the one who discovered the Masked Girl's potential. I hope you won't force her to take off her mask and dance, okay?" Wu Tian asked with a rather polite tone.
Actually, with his identity as an investor, he could directly ask Sun Sheng to do something, but he wasn't that forceful of a person.
Mr. Wu, I didn't expect the masked girl to be a person of yours.
I understand, I will get them to cancel this decision immediately.
And don't worry, I will do my best to increase the popularity of the masked girl.
On the other end of the phone, Sun Sheng made a series of promises in an attempt to curry favor with Wu Tian.
Then I'll be troubling you, CEO Sunday.
Wu Tian thanked him and hung up.
When he once again opened his seafood TV, he received three private messages from the masked girl.
Big brother, let me tell you some good news.
Just now, the company informed me that I can choose to not take off my mask and to not dance, and they even agreed to guide me for my live broadcasting.
Oh right, big brother, you're the one who helped me settle this, right?
Big brother, thank you.
I really don't know how to thank you.
After reading the three private messages, Wu Tian pursed his lips into a smile and hit the keyboard to reply, "This is a simple task, there is no need to be polite.
Masked girl, big brother, who are you? Why would you have so much authority, that could cause the company to change its decision so quickly?
Wu Tian, you'll know about it later.
The masked girl, to be honest, I'm rather curious about you right now.
I kind of want to see you now.
Wu Tian, maybe we'll have a chance to meet in the future.
After sending this private message, Wu Tian left the live streaming room.
He put away his phone, went into his study room and began to study seriously.
While he was reading, his cell phone rang.
It was a call from an unknown number.
After receiving the call, he found out that it was from the owner of Guangmei City who was selling computers.
He said that the workstation computer had already been assembled and told him to go get it tomorrow.
Wu Tian continued to read after he answered the phone.
The next day, Wu Tian woke up early, washed up, and then went to the Guangmei City to retrieve his computer.
As soon as he entered District A, the middle-aged man enthusiastically welcomed him,
"Boss, the computer you ordered is ready.
Hidden Billionaire / C27, can we go in now?
C27, can we go in now?
All right."
Wu Tian nodded in satisfaction.
He glanced at the counter opposite and couldn't resist inquiring when he saw that Li Mi and Degong weren't there.
"Uncle, why didn't those two come here to do business today?
That couple has been arguing lately and hasn't been here for 2 days."
The middle-aged man took out the laptop while answering.
"Why?
I think it's because of her ex-boyfriend or something like that.
I'm not too sure about the specifics."
Wu Tian nodded, deep in thought. Only after seeing the old man bring out the newly assembled computer did he come back to his senses.
Staring at the brand new computer, he asked the
"Uncle, how's the computer?
Did you help me test it?
I've already tried.
Don't worry, I guarantee that there won't be a problem."
"That's good."
Wu Tian felt that the boss was rather reliable, so he didn't want to waste any more time trying to test the computer and was ready to carry it home.
"Allow me."
The middle-aged man was quite thoughtful and quickly picked up the laptop.
He smiled and said, "The laptop is a bit heavy, let me help you carry it.
I'll take it downstairs for you.
Then I'll have to trouble you."
Wu Tian smiled in satisfaction, picked up the screen and walked downstairs first.
"It's a small thing.
You came to buy from my store.
Even if I have to personally send the computer straight to your home, it's only right for me to do so."
The middle-aged man followed behind, holding the computer in his arms, smiling as he tried to please Wu Tian. The two of them carried their computers downstairs and collided with a yellow-haired youth at the corner of the stairs. The yellow-haired teenager was also holding a computer in his hands.
"Kid, are you blind?"
The yellow-haired youth bumped into someone, but instead of apologizing, he started furiously shouting,
"Do you know what kind of computer this is?
This is an alien brand computer, which costs over 10,000 yuan.
Can you afford to damage it?"
After swearing,
He couldn't help but sweep Wu Tian with his gaze that looked like he was looking at a beggar, his face full of disdain.
Ha ha.
When he said this, the middle-aged uncle behind him couldn't help but sneer as if he'd heard a joke. His laughter made the yellow-haired youth feel very displeased. He raised his head and stared at the middle-aged uncle. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
The middle-aged man looked at the alien computer in the yellow-haired youth's arms and calmly said, this computer is indeed not bad, but compared to the one in this little brother's hands, it's not even worth mentioning.
Him.
The yellow-haired teenager eyed Wu Tian and said sarcastically, stop trying to fooling me, how can his assembly machine be better than my alien setup? In China, workstation computers weren't common, so it was normal for many people to not recognize them.
You really don't know anything.
The middle-aged man rolled his eyes at the youth, ashamed of his ignorance. At this moment, a beautiful, unconventional-looking girl came downstairs. She complained to the yellow-haired youth, darling, what are you dawdling for? I've been waiting for you for a long time now.
May, look, this is a gift I bought for you.
The yellow-haired teenager handed over the laptop.
Alien.
May's eyes lit up when she saw the laptop.
Ah Dong, I didn't expect you to buy such a good laptop for me.
I love you so much.
Saying so, she leaned her head over and kissed her boyfriend's cheek.
That brat didn't even look at the road when he walked.
He almost knocked over my alien.
The yellow-haired teenager then looked at Wu Tian with hostility.
Which blind person?
Mei turned her head to glare at Wu Tian. But before she finished cursing, her pupils dilated as if she had found a new continent. She stared at the computer in Wu Tian's hand and exclaimed, oh my god, that's awesome. Her heart could not hold back the fanaticism and infatuation she had for this computer. She reached out her hand to touch the computer monitor, her expression abnormally excited.
Cough, cough.
Seeing his girlfriend in this state, the young man felt a bit uncomfortable. He reminded his girlfriend, May, what's so good about his
assembler?
What assembler? This is a workstation computer. May turned around, gave her boyfriend a white eye, then pointed at Wu Tian's computer and said. She had come across many workstation computers abroad, and only a very wealthy person could afford to buy one of these customized workstation computers. I don't believe that his computer is more expensive than my alien's. The yellow-haired youth retorted in dissatisfaction. He didn't know anything about computers, so he didn't have too much research into them. That was why he said such words.
Don't make a fool of yourself here.
May turned around and glared at her boyfriend. His monitor and motherboard are both more expensive than your laptop.
What?
The yellow-haired youth was shocked when he heard this. He stared at the alien computer in his hand for a few seconds, then looked at the computer within Wu Tian's hands and asked doubtfully, that computer of his is really that amazing. That computer of his is at least 300,000 yuan.
300,000.
The yellow-haired teenager's mouth twitched a few times, the expression on his face so dramatic till the point of being indescribable. His girlfriend's words had already shattered his mind. He had thought aliens were the most expensive computer, but he didn't expect that this brat would have a computer worth 300,000 yuan. To think that he would use a 10,000 yuan alien computer and mock someone's 300,000 yuan laptop, he was practically throwing his face to the drains. The yellow-haired youth stood on the spot, looking like an idiot, his face alternating between red and white. It was hard to mention how embarrassed he was right now. After being stunned for a few seconds, he licked his lips and reached his hand in front of Wu Tian.
Tycoon, can we be friends?
I'm busy.
Don't have time.
Wu Tian refused decisively. He never made friends with such unconventional people. With that, he walked past the yellow-haired youth and headed downstairs. The middle-aged man followed behind, holding the computer in his arms. Seeing this ignorant kid being slapped in the face, he felt extremely refreshed in his heart.
300,000 yuan for a computer? So f**king rich. Looking at Wu Tian's back as he walked away, the yellow-haired teenager could not help but feel envious of him. Wu Tian was too lazy to bother about the yellow-haired teenager, as he carried his computer and left Guangmei City, then hailed a taxi. Please take me to Haitian Gardens. After getting into the taxi, Wu Tian said very politely to the taxi driver. All right. The taxi driver glanced at Wu Tian and asked with a smile, young man, are you going to Haitian Garden to fix a computer for someone else? From his point of view, these ordinary youths definitely could not live in a wealthy district like Sea Heaven Garden. That's right. Wu Tian didn't correct him as he pursed his lips and smiled. While in his heart, he had an urge to buy a car and get his driver's license. This way, it would be more convenient for him to travel. Sea Heaven Garden is filled with rich people. Those who live there are either rich or noble. Try to ask for a higher price to when fixing their computer. Along the way, the taxi driver chattered non-stop. Wu Tian only responded with a few perfunctory words. Half an hour later, the taxi arrived at Haitian Gardens and was stopped by a security guard at the entrance. Sorry, foreign vehicles are not allowed to enter the residential complex. The computer we pulled is very heavy. We'll bring it in and come out immediately afterwards. The taxi driver smiled as he pleaded with the security guard. No. The security guard once again refused harshly. All right. The taxi driver shrugged helplessly, turned around and said to Wu Tian, we can't enter such a high-end residential area, so you can only get off here. I'll try. Wu Tian rolled down the window, took out the security card from his pocket and handed it to the security guard. Can I enter? Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire / C28 is rich. C28 is rich. Of course, you are the head of the household here, of course you can enter. Hurry and open the door. When the security guard saw Hai Tian's exclusive entry restriction card, he immediately smiled and respectfully saluted while ordering people to open the door. The taxi driver widened his eyes and gawked at Wu Tian with his bright eyes. His expression was so strange that it looked slightly scary. Even in his wildest dreams, he would never have thought that this seemingly ordinary young man in front of him was actually a resident of Haitian Gardens. Haitian Gardens was a residential area for the richest and most powerful people. Anyone who could live here was either wealthy or noble. In that case, this kid was definitely also a formidable character. Driver, please go in. Seeing the taxi driver staring at him in a daze, Wu Tian reminded him. All right. The taxi driver finally came back to his senses and hurriedly put the car in gear. He smiled wryly and said, young man, I really didn't see that. You are actually a big shot who hides your strength. You're exaggerating. Wu Tian shook his head with a bitter smile and pointed at the house in front of them, that one, just stop downstairs. Oh my god, Riverview Mansion. This is the most expensive house in the entire mansion. The taxi driver exclaimed again. Only now did he realize that he had met a true rich person today. However, the boy in front of him was too low-key. He lived in a luxurious mansion with a streamlined scenery, yet he still wore such simple and unadorned clothes. Thank you. Wu Tian paid and got out of the car. The taxi driver hurriedly helped him to move the laptop away. After he was done moving the laptop, he gave Wu Tian a business card. In the future, if you want to go anywhere, you can call me. I'll come and pick you up anytime. Okay. Wu Tian accepted the business card and took the elevator upstairs with his laptop in his arms. After he got home, he couldn't wait to set up the computer. After turning it on, he played a game of League of Legends. It was simply too great. F**ck, a good computer is indeed different. When he finished playing the game and saw that it was still early, Wu Tian decided to book a car first and then take the driver's license test on another day instead.
he took a cab to the Ritong Square and walked straight into one of the Mercedes Force stores. The Force shop was luxurious and grand. There were more than 10 Mercedes-Benz parked inside, but there weren't many customers inside. The salespeople were all very idle. The moment Wu Tian walked into the Force store, he got stares of contempt and disdain. The sales staff at the scene seemed to look down on idiots like Wu Tian, who only dressed in shabby clothes, and no one approached him to assist him. Wu Tian didn't think much of it. He looked at the car in the store by himself, and soon began to gaze at a Mercedes-Benz car. He said to the salesman, "I want to try out this car." "You can't afford it, what's there to try?" One of the salesmen sneered. "How do you know that I can't afford it?" Wu Tian turned around and looked at the salesperson. From the sales clerk's name tag, it could be seen that the woman's name was Lu Hui, and she was also the sales manager of this Force store. "I've seen a lot of bumpkins like you. You're all dressed in clothes bought from street stalls, so poor that you're almost going to be begging on the streets for money. What are you going to use to buy a car?" Lu Hui crossed her arms across her chest as she mocked and ridiculed him. The other salespeople watched on with cold eyes, their faces filled with scorn and ridicule. "I sincerely want to buy a car, but why is your attitude like this?" Wu Tian was originally in a good mood, but now that he met these idiots, his mood instantly dampened. "You want to buy a car, right?" Lu Hui shrugged her nose and pointed to the electric car store across the street. "Hey, go buy a car. From the other side. Maybe you can afford the car there." Dog eyes looking down on people. Wu Tian glared at the salespeople, then turned around and left the Mercedes Force store. Just as he was about to leave, he heard loud laughter coming from behind him. "This kind of pauper dares to come here to buy a car, why don't he take a piss and look in the mirror? He's such a poor scum. How embarrassing. In the future, all of you better chase this kind of pretentious person away. He has a poverty-stricken smell around him that smells revolting." The sales staff all had carried disgusted expressions. They looked down on poor people like Wu Tian. Wu Tian gritted his teeth and endured his anger as he entered the Red Flags Force store next door. He originally wanted to buy a Mercedes-Benz, but after seeing the attitude of the salespeople, he suddenly changed his mind. Instead of spending money to see other people's faces, he might as well support a Chinese-produced car. The Red Flag Force store wasn't as big as the Mercedes-Benz store. There weren't many cars inside, and there were only three salespeople. As he walked into the store, a saleswoman took the initiative to greet him with a professional smile. "Hello, mister. I'm Ling Ling, the saleswoman here. How can I help you?" "I want to buy a car." Wu Tian was quite satisfied with the salespeople here, who wasn't as contemptuous as the people next door. "We have four cars here. One that just came out is..." "Wait." Without waiting for the salesman to finish, Wu Tian stared at the car in front of them. "That car is not bad, I really like it." Saying that, he walked towards the Red Flag L5 car. This car's shape and performance were very outstanding, similar to the domestic brand Rolls-Royce, and was very well received by the people. However, the price was not very affordable. What do I say about this car?" Ling Ling followed him with a stiff expression and awkwardly smiled. "I suggest you go take a look at H5. We have the latest model here." "You mean the L5 isn't good?" "It's not that it's bad, it's just too expensive. You think I can't afford it?" "That's not what I meant, I just..." Ling Ling was rendered speechless by the question. She did not know how to explain herself. The reason why she recommended the H5 was because it was ordinary, and many people could afford it. As for the L5, it cost over 5 million, the average person really couldn't afford it. "How much is this car?" Wu Tian's eyes lit up as he looked straight at the L5. He had liked this car from the first moment, and the more he looked at it, the more he liked it.
It's worth 5,800,000.
Ling Ling reported the price in order to try to make this customer give up completely.
I'll buy it.
After hearing the price, Wu Tian took out his bank card and handed it to the salesperson. Hurry up and settle the bill, and help me handle all the procedures right now.
Huh.
Ling Ling was dumbfounded. She looked down at the bank card and said with a bitter face, Big brother, you aren't teasing me, right? I'm very busy, I don't have time to play with you.
But
Ling Ling still couldn't believe it. Did this simple clothed, and ordinary looking boy in front of her, really have that much money to buy a domestic luxury car? But he didn't seem to be joking, as she saw the serious look on his face. After hesitating for a while, she took the card and walked to the front desk dumbly, using the card with uneasiness in her heart. Thni, seeing the notification of the successful transaction, her eyes were filled with shock. Her heart began to beat like a drum. Ling Ling placed both her hands on her card and excitedly shouted, Big brother, the transaction was a success. Your card truly has money.
Of course I have money.
If I don't have money, how can I buy a car? Wu Tian said calmly when he saw the salesperson's silly expression. This girl seemed to be even more thrilled than winning 5 million in a lucky draw.
That's great, I sold a 5,800,000 yuan luxury car.
Ling Ling was so elated that her face turned red.
Read next chapter.
Hidden billionaire / C29 buy a luxury car. C29 buy a luxury car.
Cough, cough.
Wu Tian coughed dryly and reminded her, Sister, can you help me handle the procedures first? Only then did Ling Ling realize that she was far too excited. She calmed herself down and looked at Wu Tian again with a measuring gaze. To be honest, she had never seen such a low-key rich person before. He was dressed in ordinary clothes and had an ordinary appearance, but the amount of money in his card was astonishing. He bought the car as if he was simply buying vegetables from a market. Without bargaining and saying a single word, he freely and easily took out his bank card the moment he saw something that caught his eye. Having sold cars for 2 years, this was the first time she had met such a customer. It was no wonder that she couldn't help but feel overjoyed.
Please wait for a moment, I'll complete the procedures for you right away.
Ling Ling came back to her senses and ran to complete the paperwork. When the other two salesmen heard that Ling Ling had sold a top-tier luxury car, they were also delighted and rushed to help with the procedures. With the three of them working together, the procedures was very quickly completed.
Big brother, congratulations on becoming the owner of the L5 luxury car.
After completing the formalities, Ling Ling handed the bank card to Wu Tian with both hands. I'll accompany you out to test your car.
Okay.
Wu Tian nodded and got into the driver's seat of the L5 to start the car. The roar of the engine made him exhilarated. This was the first car in his life, and it was not strange to make him feel excited. He put the car in gear, stepped on the accelerator and drove out of the Ford store. As they passed the Mercedes-Benz Ford store, Lu Hui and the sales staff came out and stood in front of the L5 car.
Yo, isn't this that popper from before?
Lu Hui glanced at Wu Tian, who was sitting in the driver's seat, and said with a sharp tone of sarcasm. Wu Tian didn't say anything, but Ling Ling, who was beside him, impatiently said, Lu Hui, get out of the way, I'm taking my customer to test his car. They had known each other before. In fact, Ling Ling was a colleague with Lu Hui and the others and had worked as a salesperson at the Mercedes-Benz Ford store. However, she was targeted and ridiculed by Lu Hui and the others. In the end, Ling Ling swallowed her anger as she left the Mercedes Ford store and went next door to the Red Flag Ford store to sell cars instead.
Ling Ling, you're so stupid.
Bringing a pauper to test the car?
A poor bastard like him can't even afford a car, him trying it is just a waste of time.
Lu Hui couldn't help but sneer.
Yeah, yeah.
The sales clerks behind her echoed, this kind of country bumpkin is so poor.
Just now,
he was even kicked out of the store by us.
To tell you the truth, Mr. Wu already bought this car.
Ling Ling shouted.
Upon hearing this, Lu Hui and the sales staff behind her burst out into laughter.
A burst of mockery.
Lu Hui crossed her arms across her chest and said, "If this bumpkin actually has the money to buy this car, I'll eat the tire."
Several salespeople echoed her words.
No one believed that a bumpkin like Wu Tian could buy the L5.
After all, this car was worth nearly 6 million, even someone rich necessarily wouldn't be able to afford it, much less this bumpkin in front of him.
Look, 5,800,000.
Ling Ling was too lazy to waste her words, directly handing over the invoice.
Seeing the amount on the invoice, Lu Hui and the sales staff felt as if they were struck by lightning. Their bodies trembled violently a few times.
Anything can be faked, but the invoice could not be faked, because the Forest store must take the invoice to pay forth the tax.
It was clearly stated on the invoice that Wu Tian had spent 4,800,000 to buy the red flag L5.
Oh my god.
Staring at the invoice dumbfoundedly for a few seconds, Lu Hui couldn't help but exclaim in surprise, "This bumpkin actually.
No.
This wasn't a bumpkin at all. Being able to spend close to 6 million to buy a L5, this was definitely a tycoon amongst tycoons."
At this moment, she felt mixed emotions in her heart, and this feeling was even worse than eating dog shit.
The man they had previously humiliated and chased out of the store was in fact a true tycoon.
Lu Hui and the sales staff behind her were truly regretting their decision.
The wealthy tycoon who was delivered to their doorstep was rejected by them just like that, and they stupidly gave up their business to the Red Flags Forest store.
They couldn't help but give themselves a few harsh slaps in their hearts.
"All of you, get out of the way."
Wu Tian glared at the salespeople coldly and yelled impatiently.
Lu Hui and the sales staff finally woke up from their daze.
They changed their attitude and took out their business cards, licking their faces while fawning,
"Boss, this is my business card. If you want to buy a car, you can always find me."
If they could get this kind of super rich person and sell a car to them, the commission would be enough for them to enjoy for a very long time.
Wu Tian took the business card and threw it on the ground mercilessly.
"Even if you gave it to me, I would never want your car."
With that, he drove away, leaving Lu Hui and the sales representatives with regretful expressions.
Seeing the tycoon slip away, Lu Hui raised her hand and slapped the salesman behind her, cursing,
"Trash.
Such a rich boss, how dare you try to mock him? Do you think you have too much money?"
The salespeople kept their heads down and didn't say anything.
"You fools, open your eyes wider in the future, and stop trying to judge a person by his appearance."
Lu Hui stomped her feet angrily and returned to the Forest store after she finished yelling those words.
The salespeople gritted their teeth in dissatisfaction and returned to the Forest store dejectedly, as if they had just lost a war.
In the car.
"Who?"
Ling Ling raised her head and let out a long breath.
After being suppressed by them for so long, she was finally able to lift up her head with pride today. Especially when she saw the looks of regret and vexation on Lu Hui and the group of people, she felt that her anger had been greatly relieved.
"Big brother, thank you."
Ling Ling turned around and looked at Wu Tian with a sweet smile.
"You're a pretty good girl, I'll look for you in the future when I buy a car."
"Really?"
Ling Ling became excited and hugged Wu Tian's arm tightly.
Very soon, she retracted her hands and embarrassedly bit her lips.
"About that, I'm sorry, but I'm
was just too happy."
"It's fine, I don't mind."
Wu Tian couldn't help but glance at Ling Ling, and he noticed that she was blushing. He did not continue to joke around. He drove around on the road and felt that the car was perfect in every aspect. After sending Ling Ling home, he drove away. Now that he had bought a car, it was imperative for him to get a driver's license. After returning home, he registered on the internet. 3 days later,
he arrived at the scheduled time to study driving. As soon as he arrived at the driving school, he met someone he knew. It was the head chef of Fuyuan restaurant, Shen Shui. She was wearing a knee-length dress, and her two white calves were very pleasing to the eyes. Shen Shui, why are you here? Wu Tian took the initiative to greet Shen Shui. This girl was definitely a beauty within the driving school. From time to time, she would attract the attention of countless men. I'm learning to drive here. Shen Shui lifted the hair from her ears, her tone sweet and gentle. Only in front of Wu Tian would she show such a delicate side to him. What a coincidence, I'm also learning how to drive a car here. Looks like we'll be classmates from now on. Wu Tian laughed. After their last meeting, he had a pretty good impression of Shen Shui. Not only was this girl pretty, but her heart was also very kind and her personality was especially good. While the two of them were chatting, a man in a suit and leather shoes walked over with a handful of roses in his hands. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire / C30 Shield. C30 Shield. Miss Shen, this is for you. The man in the suit handed the rose to Shen Shui, as he said with a gentlemanlike smile. Boss Liang. Shen Shui's expression froze and she frowned. She wanted to refuse. The man in front of him was called Liang Jun, the boss of Huajin Trading Company. They had met at a friend's wedding. Ever since that meeting, Liang Jun had pursued her relentlessly, pestering her like a persistent dog. She had wanted to get rid of Liang Jun a long time ago, but this man's skin was too thick and was really annoying. When she saw Liang Jun this time, an idea came to her mind. She politely rejected him with a smile. Sorry, Boss Liang, I can't take your roses. Why? Liang Jun maintained her smile. I'm afraid my boyfriend is jealous. You have a boyfriend. Hearing this, Liang Jun's face darkened and his smile disappeared in an instant. Shen Shui smiled, took Wu Tian's arm and introduced him. This is my boyfriend, Wu Tian. Wu Tian knew that Shen Shui was using him as a shield, so he played along with her. Him. Only then did Liang Jun notice a poor-looking brat standing beside him. Liang Jun's face became even darker. He stared at Wu Tian as a trace of a mocking smile appeared on his face. Miss Shen, why did you find such a person as your boyfriend? My boyfriend and I love each other very much. I hope Boss Liang won't disturb our lives in the future. After Shen Shui said that, she held Wu Tian's arm and prepared to leave. Wait a moment. Liang Jun was unwilling to give up, so he went around and blocked the two's path. He scanned Wu Tian with his eyes and could not help but mock him. Brat, what can you give Miss Shen? I can give her anything she wants. Wu Tian slightly raised his head and embraced Shen Shui. His sudden hug couldn't help but cause Shen Shui's pretty face to turn red and her heart to beat wildly like a little deer. With just you. Liang Jun scowled in disdain, then took out a car key from his pocket and said provocatively, "This, can you afford it?" Having said so, he pretended to act cool, and pressed the key to the car. In the parking lot across the street, a blue Mercedes-Benz sports car was lit up. The dazzling headlights caught the attention of many people. Mercedes-Benz high-performance coupe, top configuration price is around 1.2 million. Wu Tian turned his head to look at the Mercedes-Benz and mumbled to himself. You actually know this car? Liang Jun proudly raised his head and looked at Wu Tian with both hands in his pockets, and derisively said, I have a Mercedes-Benz, what do you have? I have this. Wu Tian calmly took out his car keys. Seeing Wu Tian take out the car keys, Liang Jun burst into laughter. After laughing for a long time, he could not help but mock, a red flag car. To think you have the nerve to take it out. You're really asking for a beating by comparing a local car with my Mercedes Benz. Is that so? Wu Tian pursed his lips and smiled. He immediately pressed the car keys and the red flag L5 beside the Mercedes lit up. The moment the L5 was lit up,
the smile on Liang Jun's face stiffened little by little, until it finally disappeared completely. He stared at the red flag and spoke in a tone of disbelief, "Is that your car?"
"Of course." Wu Tian waved the car keys in his hand and asked with a smile, "How is it?"
"It's not worse than your Mercedes-Benz, right? You..." Liang Jun's mouth was agape and he couldn't say a single word for a long time. He felt even worse than if he had eaten a Y. He had thought that this brat would only be driving a 100,000 RMB red flag car, but to his surprise, the car he was driving turned out to be the L5. What was a L5? It was a top-tier luxury car worth nearly 6 million RMB. With this, he could buy at least 5 Mercedes. Those who could buy Mercedes-Benz weren't necessarily rich, but those who could buy red flag L5 were definitely the top tycoons.
"Director Liang, right? Remember, I also have what you have, but you don't have what I have. So I advise you to stay away from Xiao Shui in the future."
Wu Tian threw down his words and walked towards the red flag car with Shen Shui in his arms.
"You..."
Liang Jun clenched his teeth, unable to utter any words that he wanted to say. Seeing Wu Tian carry Shen Shui onto the red flag car, a sense of defeat that he had never felt before surged forth from his heart. He had never thought he would lose, and he had lost to a kid driving a local branded car. He was unwilling. He threw the rose onto the ground and walked towards the Mercedes-Benz. The Mercedes-Benz that he used to be proud of was now giving him a deep sense of humiliation. On the red flag car, Wu Tian started the car and drove away with Shen Shui. Seeing Liang Jun's defeated look, Shen Shui felt extremely pleased. But very quickly, she frowned and asked in confusion, "Your red flag car is just a local brand, so how did it win over Liang Jun's Mercedes-Benz?" She didn't know anything about cars, which was why she had asked this question. "Because it's this car." While Wu Tian was driving with concentration, he gave an answer.
"What,
L5? L5 is the L5. "Still want to pretend?" Shen Shui rolled her eyes in annoyance. She then took out her cell phone and searched for L5 on Baidu. She really didn't know until she checked. She was completely startled after checking. She didn't expect the red flag car she was riding to be nearly 6 million. No wonder it could make the arrogant Liang Jun speechless. "What kind of person are you? How could you drive such an expensive car?" Shen Shui blinked her big eyes as she stared curiously at Wu Tian. This man previously bought Fu Yuan restaurant, and is now driving such a luxurious car, his identity is definitely not simple. "Who am I? If I say it, I'll give you a fright." Wu Tian deliberately played a trick on her.
"Speak, who the hell are you?"
"Actually, I am..." Wu Tian's expression was extremely solemn as he replied seriously, "The future successor of the world." Shen Shui was successfully amused, as she laughed brilliantly. Her figure was good to begin with, but with such a smile, Wu Tian's eyeballs nearly popped out of their sockets. Wu Tian swallowed his saliva and praised, "Great beauty Shen, you look so beautiful when you smile. Go and die." Shen Shui realized that she had lost her composure and quickly kept her smile. She then said seriously, "Oh yeah, that man called Liang Jun is always bothering me. You won't be angry if I use you as a shield, right? Not to mention being a shield, even if I had to help you bear a child, I would have no objections." Wu Tian joked with his ouri mouth. Being with this girl made him feel at ease. His words also became a little unrestrained. "Why can't you ever be serious?" Shen Shui gently rolled her eyes. She wasn't angry, so she suggested, "I'll treat you to a meal to express my gratitude. You'll cook for me."
"I don't want to cook today. I just want to eat.
Let's go to Fu Yuan restaurant."
"No."
Shen Shui shook her little head and thought for a moment, then threw out two words. "Huiyou restaurant. Why did you think of going there?"
Wu Tian was surprised. Could it be that this girl knew that Huiyou restaurant was also opened by him? I used to go to the Huiyou restaurant often, the dishes there are very special and the taste is very unique. Today I will bring you to enjoy it. Shen Shui shifted into a comfortable position and leaned back in her seat. Read next chapter.